President Ahmadinejad's message is submitted to Qatari Emir. Iran sees no military solution to ongoing developments in Bahrain. Iran unveils a number of new medical products. Also tonight, Afghan demonstrations against NATO and the US turn violent. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hi, you're watching Evening Live here on China 4 News from the capital Tehran. It's 11 p.m. Wednesday, May 18th. President Ahmadinejad's special envoy to Doha, Mohammad Reza Shaybani, handed over the Iranian president's message to Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al-Thani. During the meeting, Sheikh Hamad stressed his country's resolve to develop all-out ties with Iran. He reiterated that in direction of good political relations, a number of steps have been taken for expansion of economic and trade ties, which should be followed up and finalized by senior officials of both countries. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi raised issues of mutual concern and regional and international developments with Emir of Kuwait, Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah. During the talks in Kuwait City, Foreign Minister Salehi said enemies are trying to sow discord among regional countries through some common misunderstanding. Salehi further underlined the need for more consultations among the regional nations to foil the enemy's plots. Turning to Bahrain, the minister rejected military solution to the issue and said continuation of foreign presence in the country will only complicate the matter. Later in the day, Salehi attended a press conference in Kuwait, where he called for more cooperation among neighboring states to guarantee sustainable security and stability in the region. The minister also termed his recent visits to Arab countries as constructive. Iran has unveiled several new medicines as well as a new machine for production of pharmaceuticals raw material. On the sidelines of the unveiling ceremony, Health Minister Marzieh Vahid Dastgirdi told reporters that the machine was formerly a monopoly of five companies in the world. Dastgirdi said the unveiled medicines were formerly imported at a price 60 to 70% higher than production costs in Iran. Dastgirdi added the medicine are used in the treatment of cancer, asthma and lung diseases, among others. She further said Iran's exports of medical, dental and laboratory equipment has tripled over the past 4 years, underlining the need for supporting producers to boost their exports in the area. She concluded Iran is providing for some 96% of its needs to medicine from domestic producers. With the Iranian parliament set to hold general elections on March the 2nd, the Interior Ministry has named the election headquarters chief of staff. Solat Murtazavi, a deputy interior minister for political affairs, has been appointed to assume responsibility for organizing the 2012 parliamentary elections. Those who wish to be nominated for the Iranian parliament should resign their key management positions 6 months in advance. The Iranian parliament is composed of 290 members who are elected every 4 years in local elections. Governor of the Central Bank of Iran, Mahmoud Bahmani, has announced the inflation rate for the 2 months leading to April 21st. Bahmani said the average inflation index was 12.4% on March 21st, which hit the 13.2% mark on April 21st. Bahmani also said the inflation rate index will increase by 3 to 4% in the one-month period from April 21st. Cairo stands firm on re-establishment of diplomatic ties with Tehran after a break of more than 30 years. Egypt's Foreign Minister Nabil Al-Arabi, who is on a trip to Italy, stressed that Tehran and Cairo are friends indeed, while reminding that his country has already officially announced this friendship to the public. On the regional front, Al-Arabi called on Italy and the European Union in general to recognize as legitimate the resistance movement of Hamas and the Palestinian Sefrul Authority. Nabil Al-Arabi is set to begin his work as the new Arab League chief as of next July. A third Mossad-linked spy network has been discovered and dismantled by the Egyptian intelligence agency. Egypt's Al-Yawm daily newspaper quoted intelligence officials as saying that they were looking into the case and full details would be released by the media in the coming days. Mossad spy agency has been set up in 1949 with the aim of compiling intelligence and assassinating foreign personalities opposed to the policies of the Zionist regime of Israel. Relations between Egypt and the Zionist regime began to fray since former President Hosni Mubarak was toppled from power in February. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Mohammad Khazoui, is calling for decisive reactions of the world body regarding the recent Zionist crimes in the region. Khazoui reiterated that in separate letters to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and presidents of the UN Security Council and the UN General Assembly. In the letters, the permanent representative condemned recent crimes committed by the forces of the Zionist regime of Israel against a large group of civilians who attended the peaceful demonstrations held in the Golan Heights, Ramallah, and the Gaza Strip. Khazoui went on to say that the Zionists have once again violated the human rights and the international laws. 12 people were killed and 80 wounded in violent protests against a NATO midnight air raid that killed 2 men and 2 women. Hundreds of angry demonstrators took to the streets of Talaran in Tahar province, chanting death to America. They also tried to storm a foreign military base nearby. Some protesters were carrying the body of one of the 4 killed in the raid as they rushed through the crowd. Police and Afghan security guards opened fire to disperse the crowd after the violence mounted. Night raids and killing of civilians by foreign troops have caused deep anger and resentment among Afghans. Major cities all across Yemen are still scene of mass protests almost 100 days after the start of the national uprising. The protesters, urging the ouster of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, say they will not take a step back until their demand is fulfilled.
This demonstration against Yemen's president on the streets of Sana'a marks a special milestone for the protesters who want him gone. Tuesday, May the 17th, was the 100th day since the start of their campaign to oust Ali Abdullah Saleh. Opposition leaders are due to consider changes to a plan intended to ease Saleh from power after almost 33 years. Saleh said in April he would sign the deal, requiring him to step down a month later, then backed out in the final hours. The protesters say they won't accept any agreement that doesn't guarantee Saleh's immediate departure. We'll be right back.
Petroshimi Tabriz have been crowned the champions of the 26th Azerbaijan International Cycling Tour in northwestern Iran. The sixth and final round of the tour saw Stefan Schumacher from Italy's Mishe Cycling Club lead the 147-kilometer race from Urumqi to Tabriz. Daryl Empe from South Africa's MTN and Hassan Maliki from Iran's Suren came in second and third. The yellow jersey of the tournament, which brought together more than 90 cyclists from 20 Iranian and foreign cycling teams, went to Mehdi Sohrabi from Petroshimi Tabriz. Now let's have a quick look at some of the news in brief. Iran's commodity exchange has for the first time sold domestically produced gasoline aimed for foreign markets. The exchange said it has sold 20,000 tons of gasoline produced by Bandar Abbas Oil Refining Company at $1,012 a ton. The deal officially opened Iran's oil products exchange. The National Iranian Oil Products Distribution Company has pledged to implement new refinery projects to increase its gasoline output for exports through the commodity exchange. Eight miners trapped in a coal mine in southwestern Colombia has been rescued. The miners were trapped earlier Tuesday after a landslide blocked the exit of a tunnel in the mine. All the miners, aged between 20 and 50, are in good health, and none of them required medical treatment. About 50 rescuers were working in the mine when the collapse took place. Authorities said the mine had been in operation for 30 years and was legal. Mining accidents have been on rise in recent years in Colombia. The U.S. space shuttle Endeavour, with six astronauts on board, docked at the International Space Station. The docking was the next to last for the U.S. shuttle program. The shuttle blasted off Monday on a 16-day mission to deliver a potent physics experiment to probe the origins of the universe. The shuttle will leave the station on May 30th, but the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer will be left behind to scour the universe for hints of dark matter and antimatter over the next decade. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Research Charity in Britain is looking to shorten the time it takes to get drugs to people with blood cancers by creating a network of clinical trial centres. Blood cancers kill over 12,000 people a year in Britain, mainly people under 35. Well, that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much for choosing to stay with us, and goodbye.
تقدیم می‌کند.